We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, speaking about the halacha that we've learned in our Gemara as Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Aleph. The one is supposed to daven tefillah quietly. And I saw that the Sefer Ishi Yisrael quotes from the Chazon Ish that there are people that have the minig on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, that they say out loud when they get to Yal HaVeYavoy, the word Yal HaVeYavoy, with their reasoning to make sure that everybody should remember to say Yal HaVeYavoy. But the words Yal HaVeYavoy that he's saying are part of the Shemoneh Esrei that he's davening. And here we're learning how important it is that when one davens, he should always daven quietly. And therefore, the Chazon Ish said that that wasn't appropriate to be done. Because, as we're learning, the proper way is to daven quietly. Even though, as we've been learning, it's so important to daven quietly, that doesn't mean there's this balance that has to be met. You have to enunciate the word. In fact, the Bi'a Alocha quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that if somebody did not enunciate the words, he was not yoytze the tefillah. So on one hand, you should say to enunciate the words, make sure that you hear the words that you're enunciating, but not say them in a way that people who are around you could hear what you're saying. The Chidah says that this halacha, that a person should be careful not to say his davening aloud, goes from the beginning of davening, from Alekai Neshama, until he's up to Aleinu L'Shabeach. The only one that has the right to say any part of davening out loud, says the Chidah, is only the Shliach Tzibur. The only time we're allowed to say anything aloud, he says, is by the Shira, because as we learned in our Masech, the Shira represents a song. A song is sung out loud. Avinu Malkeinu, on the days that Avinu Malkeinu was said. And also the pasuk of Anachnu Lo Neda by Tachnun. One, says the Mishnah Brura, quoting the Birkei Yosef and the Chai Adam, has to be careful to be davened so quietly that even someone who's standing next to him cannot hear what he's saying. If that's impossible, he could say it a little louder, but always be careful not to disturb the people around you. Psuki de Zimra, the Paiskim say, has the same halacha, the Mishnah Brura says. Because if we're learning in our Gemara that we're concerned about disturbing other people, if we're learning in our Gemara that when somebody is supposed to daven belachash, because it represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillas, even when we daven quietly, like we quoted the Gemara before, if somebody davens out loud, it shows that that he's miktani amuna, then even Psukah de Zimra should be davened quietly. I did see that the Shaul Sechuvus Imre Eish, Chelik Aleph Simon Gimel, says that maybe Psukah de Zimra is different. Because Psukah de Zimra, the purpose is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is like, to use his words, Ka'oni v'Pesach. So when a person is coming like an Oni to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's embarrassed. So he says it quietly. Psukah de Zimra is said to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's supposed to be the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that maybe could be Rina to sing it out loud. The Bach says that even Chazonim, who are davening out loud, who we said earlier are allowed to daven out loud, says the Bach, that's only, also they shouldn't raise the voice more than necessary. So now that we've learned how important it is to daven quietly, the question that comes up is, if somebody's not davening that way, and you're standing next to someone who's davening Shmon Esrei out loud, davening Shmon Esrei, and he's raising his voice, and you hear him say a bracha, do you say Amen or not? The Mata Ephraim, in the Elef HaMogen, in Simon Tuf Kuf Beis, Sif Kotten Mem Gimel, says the best thing to do is not stand next to such a person. Because by standing next to such a person, you have a real dilemma. On one hand, he isn't davening the way he's supposed to daven. By davening in a way that you could hear him say his words, that means he's not davening the way we're learning on a Gemara he's supposed to daven. On the other hand, we know how important it is to answer Amen after you hear a bracha, and how terrible it is not to answer Amen. So therefore, you should not stand next to such a person. La locha he paskins that the rest during the year you should not say Amen. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he says there are many that have the minig to daven more out loud. And since many have the minig of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to daven out loud, so if you're standing next to such a person, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're allowed to say Amen. The Sechuvah Shevet Alevi, Chela Gimel, Simen Tezvov, also discusses such a situation. And he says that the only time you're allowed to answer Amen after someone who's davening loudly is if he's davening loudly, as the Ramah mentioned, we quoted the Ramah the previous year, if he's davening out loud to teach the people in his family what is the proper way to daven. But if that isn't the reason why he's davening out loud, then you shouldn't say Amen after his brachas. So too, the Shal Sechuvis, B'tzel HaChochma, Chelik Hei, Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, has a discussion regarding the Shaila. And he says, if somebody is davening more out loud when he's in a B'yechidus, that we discussed earlier, we could perhaps be more lenient when one is b'yechidus, so then you could answer Amen. B'tzibur, if somebody davening out loud because he's b'tzibur, he should not answer Amen. However, in conclusion, the Paiskim say that when a person is really b'tzar and he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe this goes back to something that we've been discussing in our series of shurim. There's a nafkamina when you're davening but a nusach hatfilah. With a nusach hatfilah, Chazal established should be davened as our Gemara teaches us Balachash. Or as we quoted in a previous shir, the Chavetz Chaim and others who say that when a person is experiencing a specific tzar, what a Jew does when he's experiencing a specific tzar is that he screams out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We actually, the Paiskim say, have such a precedent in the Torah. When Miriam became a tzaras, the Pasuk says, V'yitzak Moshe al Hashem lemor kel na refon alo. The Pasuk says that Moshe screamed out. And we find in other places, V'yitzaku Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael, cry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Tehillim, Perek of Zion, many people have the minhag to say that capital every Friday before Mincha. The Pasuk says, V'yizaku al Hashem, B'tzalahem, M'miktzi'eyem Yeshiyem. When a person is experiencing tzar, what does he do? He yells. And what does a Jew do when he's experiencing tsar? When a Jew experiences tsar, he yells out, Ta Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Barov Rachmov hears our tefillas.